Expelling students. Great care should be exercised in the matter of expelling students. There are times when this must be done. It is a painful task to separate from the school the one who incites others to disobedience and disloyalty, but for the sake of the other students, this is sometimes necessary. God saw that if Satan were not expelled from heaven, the angelic host would be in constant danger. And when God-fearing teachers see that to retain a student is to expose others to evil influences, they should separate him from the school. But it should be a very grave fault that calls for this discipline. When, in consequence of transgression, Adam and Eve were cut off from all hope, when justice demanded the death of the sinner, Christ gave himself as a sacrifice. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. In dealing with their students, teachers are to show the love of Christ. Without this love, they will be harsh and dictatorial, driving souls away from the fold. They must be minutemen, ever on guard over self and improving every opportunity to do good to those in their care. Let them remember that every one of our schools is to be an asylum for the sorely tried youth, where their follies will be wisely and patiently dealt with. Teachers and students are to come close together in Christian fellowship. The youth will make many mistakes, and the teacher is never to forget to be compassionate and courteous. Never is he to seek to show his superiority. The greatest of teachers are those who are most patient, most kind. By their simplicity and their willingness to learn, they encourage their students to climb higher and still higher. Let teachers remember their own faults and mistakes, and strive earnestly to be what they wish their students to become. In their treatment of the youth, let them be wise and pitiful. Let them not forget that these youth are in need of wholesome, encouraging words and helpful deeds. Teachers, treat your students as Christ's children, whom he wants you to help in every time of need. Make friends of them. Give them practical evidence of your unselfish interest in them. Help them over the rough places. Patiently, tenderly, strive to win them to Jesus. Eternity alone will reveal the results of such effort. More harm than good results from the practice of offering prizes and rewards. By it, the ambitious pupil is stimulated to greater effort. Those whose mental powers are already too active for their physical strength are urged on to grasp subjects too difficult for the young mind. The examinations also are a trying ordeal for pupils of this class. Many a promising student has suffered severe illness, perhaps death, as the result of the effort and excitement of such occasions. Parents and teachers should be on their guard against these dangers. Attention to form and ceremony should not occupy time and strength that rightfully belong to things more essential. Everything in this age of corruption is perverted to display an outward appearance, but this spirit should not find place in our schools. We should teach Bible manners, purity of thought, strict integrity. This is valuable instruction. If the teachers have the mind of Christ and are being molded by the Holy Spirit, they will be kind, attentive, and truly courteous. If they work as in the sight of heaven, they will be Christian ladies and gentlemen. Their refined bearing will be a constant object lesson to the students, who, though at first they may be somewhat uncultured, will day by day be molded by its influence.